So if the eyes want to close, they can close. If they want to stay open, they can stay open. Maybe for now we can direct our curiosity to our inner experience. Body sensations. The sense of our weight and our shape. The feeling of our being here. Points of contact with the earth or whatever you're sitting on. Sounds, perhaps. In the background can be heard. So nothing needs to be shut out. If there's phenomena coming into your inner being from the external world, that's fine. Not needing to shut it out or try to ignore it. Just letting it be a part of the whole. And maybe asking the question, what is this? A question that invites curiosity. And it's not a question that's asking for an intellectual response. So not needing to analyze, compare. But just to tune in to the direct experience of now through the senses. What is this? Here and now. Being human with all that goes on, the likelihood is that there may be many different aspects of this. The worrying of thinking. Vibrations in the body. Rhythm of breathing. Feeling of warm or cool. Heavy. Light. Smell of air. Etc. Whatever's true for you, just noticing, not needing to fix it in any way, not needing to make an identity out of it, just to be interested in the moment by moment unfolding of experience, to be interested. Bringing curiosity to these appearances of who we are. like, I don't want to sound too hippie, but sort of like, wow, consciousness. Being awake. There might be subtle changes from moment to moment as the breath moves within you. Maybe your body involuntarily just rising a little with the in-breath and dropping a little with the out-breath. Can you be interested in the experience of this moving of breathing within you? Just offering attention to these sensations of breathing. Spotlighting, gently spotlighting the breath. Can you experience this breath as fresh and new, never before breathed? How is it to meet the rising and falling of breathing with this quality of direct experiencing nowness? So we're not just asking, what's this experience, but what's this experiencing? Body and mind aligned. And there's no should. So this can be applied, whatever's going on for you, whether it's an unpleasant experience, might be thoughts racing around, pain, wishing you were somewhere else. Can you bring an interest to this? What's the actual experience of it? Can you pay attention with a loving eye to whatever's coming up? Maybe it's super pleasant and there's a kind of a tendency to get immersed. Can you savor without being lost or becoming grasping to try to hold on to it? Coming back to the breath at any time that feels like it would be helpful to anchor and to experience the breath, this in or this out breath, or this moment of gap between in and out breath, whatever's true for you at this particular moment. No two breaths exactly the same. Inviting quality of wonder. I'm not having to force it. If you're bored, then you could maybe get interested in the boredom. What's the boredom? How's that manifesting? So the physical sensation associated with it, or thought associated with it. So we simply can apply curiosity to whatever is coming up. just sitting with this for a little while in silence, having a play with it. If you'd like to, you could have a further play with this by just choosing a particular aspect or region of your being to pay attention to. So inviting you to spotlight an area. So it might be you would choose to spotlight thoughts, or you might choose to spotlight a region of your body, or some sounds. Or if you have your eyes open, it could be something you can see. And just to hone in your attention gently and deliberately to this area. So this area comes center stage in awareness, and inviting you to look with loving eyes closely and with interest, with curiosity to what's going on. And watch and just see what you find. And see what it's like to be watching and finding. Knowing that you can return to breath or other anchor place at any time that's best for you. Noticing if fixity comes in, you kind of actually lose interest in the area that you're focusing on, becomes just a kind of a realm of ideas, as in, oh, it's like this, and actually you stop noticing. Can you just recognize if that happens and ask again, what's happening now? What is this now? Is it changing in some way? Is it shifting in its... in the shade or the texture or the volume or the quality of what's happening? Offering the unhooked space of experience to it. now if you'd like, coming back from that spotlighting and opening up the beam of your attending more widely, more like a floodlight to the whole of your experience. So opening up not to a particular region, but to anything and everything that might be arising in conscious experience. If you want to open the eyes and include seeing in this, you can. So it could be the seeing, the hearing, the feeling, the smelling, the tasting, the thinking. Not needing to attach to any of it, but to look with curiosity from the perspective of the knower, or the knowing, if you like, of what's happening, which you are already. Just letting whatever comes up arise is like weather in the sky of awareness. And watching with fascination. Wow, look at the weather. This is a quote from the naturalist Annie Dillard. So just letting this, if you like, invite you into the magic and the mystery of the everyday world. She said, "If the landscape reveals one certainty, it is that the extravagant gesture is the very stuff of creation. After the one extravagant gesture of creation in the first place, the universe has continued to deal exclusively in extravagances, flinging intricacies and colossi down eons of emptiness. The whole show has been on fire from the word go." Noticing what's true for you just now, this moment, this moment, this moment.